This weekend, kids can enjoy story time with their parents, but also with a drag queen. The queen in question is Edie Cheeseburger. Among her many performing accomplishments is creating The Other Show, a weekly cabaret show at the Jungle. Edie will be reading 4 books to kids at Postman Books on Saturday. I spoke with her about her selections, but first, focused in on her career in drag, starting with her name.
Actually, my name was sort of inspired by somebody telling me that I was so skinny that I needed to eat a cheeseburger. That was something that I just really enjoyed. I loved that whole kind of play on words. And I love women's older names.
Yeah, and Edie is definitely of the last century.
Yes,
maybe of the first half of the last century. If there were 3 character traits to describe Edie, what would those be?
I would probably go with quirky, irreverent, and glamorous. Those are the things that I strive to embody with every performance and every appearance that I do.
That's a winning combination. When you perform, what does Edie allow you to channel from your own life?
That's a really good question. There's a hidden artistic side that I don't really express as naturally as I do with Edie. There is a sense of being able to speak about social issues of dollars for charity at this point. And, you know, it's really helped me connect with my community in a way that was nearly impossible as a gay man in my early 20s. So now I'm able to touch more people's lives. And I really think that it's so important to give back to the community that I've taken so much from.
About 5 years ago, you started The Other Show, which encouraged drag queens to think outside the box with their performances. And now, these years later, do you think that that helped to propel more adventurous drag shows here?
Well, I think that we were sort of at the forefront of doing alternative drag here, and people were inspired by us, but we were definitely at the forefront of a wave of new performers who were interested in doing something more than glamour, more than being a pageant queen. So, you know, we sort of defied the expectations that were given to us previously, and we've done everything from boys dressed as girls, dressed as boys, which is our Faux King show. We've done alternative material shows where we've done everything in unexpected materials for outfits. So I think that, you know, it was definitely at the forefront. And I'm really proud to say that we were inspiring a new generation of queens here in Atlanta. But, you know, I can't take all the credit for it.
Let's say in the past year, was there a particular look or ensemble you were most proud of?
I did a photo shoot with Toby, who is a really great friend of mine. He's a great photographer. And I have a couple of really amazing shots, and one of them is me with my hand on my shoulder. I have these really long red nails and this big brown hair. And that, to me, is probably my favorite look currently. I think that it's glamorous, but with just a bit of otherness to it, of the really long nails. They're almost like 5 inches or something like that.
Back to Barbara Streisand in the 80s.
Oh, I love Barbara Streisand. She is such a divine creature.
Are there other women whose looks and performances or personas inform Edie's shows?
I really tend to go for a classically beautiful yet funny leading lady. So a Barbara Streisand, a Bette Midler, a Cara Bonet, something that they're able to shed sort of the shell of women not being funny, and they're always hilarious and so put together and beautiful. Those are the women that really intrigue me the most.
Well, this Saturday you'll be reading to kids at Posman Books. I was wondering, there are so many drag shows in Atlanta, but do drag queens have much of an opportunity to go beyond bars and stages?
I think that this is probably the first time on record that people have done, performers have done something outside of a bar or a performance. There are other people who do private events and parties and things like that, but this will be the first time in Atlanta that a drag queen will be reading to children. And I'm really excited to have this opportunity. Mark Stiles and I talked about this, and we think it's such a great fit for Atlanta. We have over 1,000 people that are interested in the event, so make sure to get there early.
This is, Mark is?
He is the manager over at Posman Books.
What books will you be reading to the kids?
So I'm going to be reading 4 books. The first is The Watermelon Seed. The second will be Oh, the Places You'll Go. The third is The Day the Crayons Quit. And the fourth is Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus.
Why did you choose those stories, Edie?
Some of the stories are just super silly. Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus and also The Watermelon Seed are sort of this absurdist humor that children tend to believe. Like, if I swallowed a watermelon seed, will the watermelon then grow within inside me? So that part...
You mean it doesn't?
No.
Oh, okay. I've been buying seedless watermelon for a long time.
No. So those two are more on the absurdist part of my humor. The other two speak to the possibilities of inclusion and diversity. And then, Oh, the Places You'll Go will speak about, you know, your potential as a young person to find your way within the world. And there are so many unlimited possibilities. And I think that's such a great message for children to really grasp onto.
Have you thought about what ensemble you'll wear for the kids?
Yes, I'm so excited. I have a new gown that I had made specially for my shows on Wednesday, but I'll be wearing that. It's probably one of my favorite gowns that I have.
Can you tell us about it?
So it's inspired by Barbara Streisand's dress in Hello, Dolly, which is one of my favorite Broadway musicals of all time.
Me too.
So it's the Barbara Streisand version. So it's the gold. This is all sequin. So it's gold sequin with kind of exposed shoulders, and I have a big feather ostrich headdress that I'll wear.
And you'll say, you go your way, I'll go mine.
Yes, Horace. We'll go both together.
Were there any books that you especially related to as a child yourself?
Oh, you know, I'm not sure that I had any specific books, but I loved books about unicorns. I was a very effeminate child growing up, surprise, surprise. And I loved everything that had a unicorn in it. I thought they were so special. I loved horses. You know, when the Scholastic book fairs would come, I would pick up every book that had a unicorn and buy it. And people teased me about it, but I loved it. It was so fantastic.
I imagine most kids haven't met a drag queen before. Are you at all nervous to have an audience that will be very different from what you're accustomed to?
No, I'm not afraid at all. Actually, I've been performing at an event in East Point called the East Point Possum Show, and it just celebrated its 20th year. And for these past couple of years, we've been performing for people of all ages since it's an outdoor show. I've met lots of children. I've met lots of toddlers and infants. So I'm not nervous about it at all, and I'm super excited.
At the Possum Show in East Point, have you had any reactions from kids?
I've had a lot of reactions from kids, and mostly it's kids sort of not being able to quite place what is different about me. You know, most kids are really shy, and I'm not sure about what the questions they asked their parents after I left, but for the most part, they really wanted to kind of openly stare, and I let them. I think it's such a great thing for children to be inquisitive about people who may be different.
Edie, we live in a time that seems so polarized in our nation. And you were talking about what a great fit the manager of Postman Books thought this will be and how excited you are, because there aren't many public events that drag queens attend in a way to reach out to a general audience mm-hmm. like this. Do you think this says something positive, at least about attitudes toward inclusiveness here in Atlanta?
I think it does. The outreach and the interest has been overwhelming. It surpassed everything that we kind of hoped for. So I'm hopeful for what this is going to bring. I hope that people come with an open mind. I hope that people come to have fun, because that's really what I'm here to share. I'm here to share something that's positive and uplifting. And I have a sense of togetherness for this event. So I'm hoping to reach out to young people and to people who have maybe never met a drag queen before and hopefully get them excited about the things that I have to offer.
Well, I thank you very much for offering what you've offered for us.
Thank you so much, Lois.